probably the most recognizable external symbol of religious Jewish men is the kippah. So are there halachas pertaining to the size of a kippah? Sometimes a discussion that people have occasionally. Parents and children don't share the same perspective. But are there halachas about this issue? Or is it just a question of, style or what kind of statement the person is making from a social perspective? So there is a widely quoted view of Rav Shlomo Kluger, one of the great achronim, who claimed that the kippah must cover a person's entire head. It's not enough if it's covering only part of the head, even a lot of the head. It should cover the entire head. He claims that when the Gemara says that a person should not walk four amos begilui rosh, should not walk four amos with his head uncovered, which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Beis, that means that the implication is that to walk less than four amos is okay. Shlomo Kluger says no, that to walk less than four amos is okay if your head is not entirely covered, but it has to be at least partially covered. Partially covered is okay, less than four amos. Entirely covered, then you can walk four amos. So says Shlomo Kluger, it has to be entirely covered. Many of the achronim disagree with this. Rav Moshe Feinstein, very first tshuva in Igros Moshe, is about this topic. So he says entirely covered. It's not matched that way from the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara says, talks about walking four amos begilui rosh. So that's that. The implication is that the problem is if it's begilui, if it's entirely uncovered. Who says that if it's partially covered, that's already called gilui? Gilui rosh means it's not covered at all. Secondly, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Aleph discusses, well, can you cover your head with your hand? So Shulchan Aruch says you can't cover your head with your own hand. The body can't cover itself, but if it was someone else's hand, that would count. Says the hand doesn't cover the entire head. So the discussion is only about what type of covering, but in terms of the size, it doesn't have to be the entire thing. He says, if you want it as a midas chasidus, to cover the entire head is very nice. Maybe Shlomo Kluger himself only meant the majority of the head, not the entire head. But ledina, he says, not required to cover the entire head. Rabbi Yosef also in the Yichaved Das writes that he says, mishnas chasidus, or midas chasidus, to cover the entire head or the majority of the head, but ledina, it's not absolutely necessary. He just writes, it should be that the covering is clearly identifiable and viewable, visible from all sides. If it's so small that you can't even see it, so at a certain point, it's hard to call it a real covering. At least it has to be a covering of some significance. He says if it's recognizable from all sides, easily recognizable from all sides, that would be sufficient. He wants it to be machmir if you're saying Shem Hashem. Shulchan Aruch brings in Tzadi Aleph that to say Shem Hashem, you absolutely have a chiyuv to have your head covered. So he says maybe for that, so then it should be rove or the majority. Rav Moshe explicitly doesn't even require the covering of the entire head or the majority of the head, even to say the Shem Hashem. In any event, they both write, this whole concept is a midas chasidus. The Gemara doesn't explicitly require as a din that a person has to wear a head covering at all. So bismanenu, it's already an obligation midin minhag. But to say that it was accepted as midin minhag, they have to cover the entire head. We don't see that. We don't see that it was accepted that a person has to cover one's entire head. So in any event, wearing a kippah, we should keep in mind the issue, which is what the Gemara says in Kedushin Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua wouldn't walk four amos begilui rosh, Amar Shechina l'mala miroshi. This is something which reminds us of the Shechina. We certainly should be makbid on this. It is halacha l'maisa. It's an obligation. It's accepted upon, we have accepted upon ourselves as an obligation midin minhag, contrary to popular belief, even if a person is playing basketball. It's still an obligation midin minhag. In terms of the size of the kippah, so it should be something that covers that person feels that his head is covered. It's not, at a certain point, if it's so small, so you don't feel that you're covered at all, but there's not an absolute halachic obligation for one particular size. So as long as it is, as mentioned, something that does, basically you walk around, a person's head does seem to be in some sense covered. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.